A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
102.7 KISS FM. Seacrest here. Good morning. Today's National Mimosa Day. That should have been on Sunday.
I agree.
Today's also National Piercing Day. What you going to get pierced?
Ooh. Oh, I really want more holes.
Let's go, Tanya.
And coincidentally, it's Pierce Brosnan's birthday. how the stars have aligned for Pierce.
Maybe his parents knew, and so they just named
him
Pierce.
Maybe they knew it was Piercing Day.
Wait, did I ever tell you that Becca ran into him and his wife swimming in the ocean in Hawaii?
Okay, no, that's a story I want to hear because he was James Bond.
Yeah, I honestly forget the details, but she met this really sweet couple on the beach in Hawaii, and it turns out it was Pierce Brosnan and his
wife. Did they chat and talk?
They chat and talked. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they were
yeah.
normal. And she didn't recognize James Bond?
Because they were far away. They were like far away and they were like.
They were yelling at each other?
No, they were like swimming in the water. And she like, they were so cute because they were like this like couple that was just swimming in the ocean together. And then as they came out, they recognized him.
I picture him coming out in slow motion.
She's kept that story from us. Mm. Yeah, exactly. That's Daniel Craig. That's Daniel Craig.
No, it could be him.
Oh, well, the one I picture in my head is Daniel Craig.
No, I picture him coming out all slow motion.
I like that Daniel Craig bathing suit. You know the one?
Yeah, I know the one.
I know the one.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on my legs.
Your legs are great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do think your legs are pretty great.
That's nice of you. Thank you very much. Now I'll quit working. all right, so we were somewhere. Yes, college. Okay, so now it's commencement speech, graduation time.
Right.
And there's a different kind of celebration happening with students. So, Sydney, tell me about this.
So, these high school seniors, basically, everyone knows where they're going to college at this point. Everyone's received their college admission letters or rejection letters. So, these are called college rejection parties. And a lot of high school seniors are having them to take the sting out of not being accepted to their top choice school. So, a lot of these students still got into great schools, UCLA, Harvard even. But there was other choices that they did not get accepted to that still kind of stung. So what some of the high schools are doing is they're holding either like big assemblies for these kids to shred those rejection letters. And so there's almost like a very ceremonial like aspect to this. And it's like all the rejection letters that you got, let's shred them. Let's like put an end to this and like basically move on. And so it's a college rejection parties that a lot of these high schools are throwing.
It's taking a page out of some people, how they break up with somebody and how they move on, right? It's like a page out of that book.
Yes, exactly. Like, don't dwell on the schools that you didn't get into. Move on. It's not a big deal. You still got into a great school. you know, for me, it was like I got into San Diego State, but I did not get into Chapman University. I didn't go to UCSB. So those would have been my rejection letters that I would have shredded.
I think I wanted to apply to others, but I just applied to one and I got in. And that was like,
nice.
I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So excited. You know, there was part of me thought, I'm not getting in. I'm actually not getting in. How am I going to explain that to my parents?
Oh, I know.
But I didn't know we could celebrate that. But
I didn't either.
You couldn't. I feel like a few years ago, you could not do that with your parents.
Yeah, no.
And it was so obvious for us because our letters were actually mailed to us in the mail. Now everything is, I believe, online.
Every day in the summer on my way to swim practice, right. I checked the mailbox.
So if it was a small envelope,
you knew it was a rejection letter. So if it was a big envelope, you knew that you got accepted into the university.
Oh, no one ever told me that.
It's very obvious.
Well, I'm all for it. Good. You know? Shred the rejection.
Shred it up.
Don't have time for that.
Shred it up. And apparently UCLA receives more applications, about 170,000 for fall of 23. Than any other university in America.
All right, we are going to get into a second date update coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So I told you they watched a Laker playoff win for their first date, and she's saying time out on a second date after they spent the night together. Stand by, Kiss FM, that's on the way.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.